Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In our studio is Robert Kellogg. He is a pediatric neurosurgeon for Advocate Children's Hospital. The story that we have discovered today is that a couple of weeks ago at your hospital, a child's Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Stop me before I talk again. Also, Ryan Burroughs in our studio from WGN Radio News. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I can fill in some of the gaps for you if you want. We can let him do it, but basically I'll set it up for you. On March 8th, a 10-month-old named Dominique from the Ivory Coast came and had surgery performed at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge. This child had two spines and four legs. And it sounds as though it was pretty critical that this be done now because her heart was pumping to basically keep these limbs going and lungs as well. And that's where the doctor stepped in, I guess.
Pediatric neurosurgeon. So how did you all first find out about this case, this patient?
Yeah. So my partner, Dr. John Ruge, has a long-standing relationship with a charity organization in Ohio. And they send him cases that they identify of children with some kind of a medical or surgical need, and he helps them find a place in the U.S. where they can have that done. They notified him about Dominique's case several months back, and he kind of recognized that this was an issue that we could help her with at Advocate Children's Hospital because we had all the staff and surgeons and nurses and capabilities in the operating room.
Is this called something where you have two spines, multiple limbs?
Yeah, so Dominique has something that's called a parasitic twin, and hers is actually the most rare kind of parasitic twin. It's called a rachypagus twin, and that term just denotes that the baby and the other partially formed baby were joined at the spine.
Joined at the spine. So was the appearance of the child then just four legs? Would I know that this child had two spines, for instance?
Right. So the appearance of the child is such that she was a normal baby, except that she had essentially everything from the waist down coming out of the back of her neck, essentially.
Wait a minute, I got to think about that. Everything from the waist down.
Here's a picture that we're not talking about like an octopus situation where the child has, you know, four legs down below. It's almost as though someone took a human leg, and attached it to her backside.
To the back. So you have two legs growing out of the back of the child's head and neck.
Yeah.
Wow, that's breathtaking. That is so strange.
Yeah, and as I said, it's one of the most rare forms of conjoined twins. You know, there's a case in the news recently of a pair of babies who were joined at the head who had surgery in New York.
Yeah, right.
That's a different type of conjoined twin. In that case, both babies were alive, but in this case, other baby is not.
Well, in fact, there's no real appearance of another child here, just two limbs growing out of the back of the one.
Correct.
So then this is, I don't know, more complicated or less complicated than what we normally think of as conjoined twins?
Well, it's in some ways yes, in some ways no.
Yeah.
In Dominique's case, she actually... on imaging, we saw that she had a rudimentary pelvis and a small bladder associated with that parasitic twin, in addition to the legs that would move back and forth.
Really? She had control of them?
It's really difficult to say if a 9 or 10 month old baby has control of their legs, but they would move.
Yeah. Was the child otherwise as mentally developed or emotionally content as a 10-month-old would be?
Yeah, she was a very happy baby.
How about that?
Yeah, totally.
Except
normal
for that
baby.
Other thing, and didn't know that this circumstance was so bizarre. Did it cause her discomfort? I wonder if the child was in pain.
I'm not sure that she was in pain, but I think that over the long term, it certainly would have placed her at risk for having developmental delay, because if you think about trying to learn to walk and crawl and all those things,
sure,
with extra weight on your
well,
back,
when you talk hard. About two spines and another pelvis, perhaps, do you remove those too, or will this person live with those vestiges forever?
Yeah. So when Dominique came here, we got MRI scans and CT scans of her and to identify the relevant anatomy, and there was a bony pelvis that was attached to her spine, and then there were two spines. And actually two spinal cords. However, we felt that it was not necessary to try to remove the extra spine because we couldn't discern with examining Dominique or looking at the imaging how much of those two spines or spinal cords she actually uses for
her own legs. Yeah, right, sure.
So the goal of the surgery was to separate that rudimentary pelvis, small bladder, and then all the different connections between Dominique's nervous system, that her spinal cord, and that and the nerves going to the parasitic twin.
Amazing stuff, huh?
But no parasitic twin, and I wanted, and he clarified this for me in the green room there. There's no heart or lungs associated with this. It's essentially spare parts attached to the body, yeah.
It's literally an extra set of legs and a rudimentary bony pelvis.
How did it go?
Everything went great. There were five surgeons and about 50 clinicians overall that all took part in planning this. And I think the reason that it was all able to go so well is that we spent hours and hours planning this. We met several times as a group, the OR staff, the surgeons, to talk about the anatomy, what our surgical approach would be, what everyone's role once we were actually in the operating room would be. And it went off just about as well as we could have hoped it would.
How long did it take? It
took about 6 hours.
6 hours is all? It must be... exciting is maybe an inappropriate word because it's a grave circumstance, but if you do what you do, this must really be a sort of thrilling challenge, especially when it comes to fruition and it's successful.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things. It's kind of part of why we all wanted to become doctors. You know, you get to reach out and touch somebody in a way that most other people can't. And, you know, hopefully after this, now Dominique will be able to go back to her home and her parents in Ivory Coast and have a basically normal life.
So do you guys become the experts in this now? I mean, is this something like this pops up, whether it be in China or the U.S. or Brazil or wherever, are you the ones they turn to?
I hope they would consider us. I mean, I think at Abbott Children's Hospital, we certainly have the array of skills necessary from the surgeons all the way to the pediatricians and the residents that help that take care of our patients. And as I said earlier, this is a very rare type of condition.
So maybe not a lot of these are going to come up.
Yeah.
Well, before the surgery, did you all put your hands in the middle and go team or something like that?
Not exactly, right. But...
You might think about that if you
maybe
do that again.
Maybe next time.
You know, I have to pause here for the news. I just had a couple more questions for you about literally how you get that child here. Literally, I want to know how expensive this is or how this is funded and a few questions like that. Do you have a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Dr. Robert Kellogg is in our studio from Advocate Children's Hospital. He's a pediatric neurosurgeon, and you're not. $1.38. John Williams here. My co-host today, Ryan Burrow, who is from WGN Radio News and was also kind of talking to on and off the air, our guest in studio. So I said, well, Ryan, you know as much about this as I do. Stick around. We're visiting right now with Robert Kellogg. He's a doctor at Advocate Children's Hospital. He is a pediatric neurosurgeon, obviously a subspecialty, right? Does every neurosurgeon have a specialty per se?
Some do, some don't. To get a certain subspecialty in neurosurgery, you typically do an extra fellowship year after your residency training. So I did that in pediatrics. But there's different types of neurosurgery you can specialize in as well.
You told us before the news about a child from the Ivory Coast, Dominique, who was brought to this country a couple of weeks ago, and you and other surgeons there, in fact, a team you said numbered almost 60 people, right? Performed a six-hour procedure in which the two legs were removed from a child that was born with four. It was what kind of twin do you call that? A
parasitic twin.
Parasitic twin. How often does that happen in the general population?
That's about one in a million. The specific type that she had where they're joined at the spine is even more rare than that. And there have been literally just a handful of cases reported in our medical literature on that. So to put a number on it, I think would be impossible. It's very rare.
You said there's a charitable Christian organization out of Ohio that sort of organizations know to reach to for these sorts of extraordinary surgeries that couldn't happen in the Ivory Coast. So they found this case, and then they identified you all as a hospital that can do it, and you guys were selected.
Right.
Who pays for all of this?
So their Advocate Children's Hospital has a charitable arm, as do most hospitals, and this was all done through that charitable arm. As far as the specifics on how much it costs, I really don't have the information. I would have to direct you to the administration.
Well, what do you charge? Probably 10, 15 bucks, something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about all of the people that is involved, this has to be a $1 million procedure.
Well, and I can't remember. I think we talked about this off air a little bit about the foster family that has accepted Dominique and has kind of brought her into this situation. The family's in West Africa. And so they're kind of just getting information relayed back to them. Could you imagine that? How much emotion that has put and stress on them? And in the meantime, Dominique has a family, a safe haven, a home here in Chicago. A family has taken her in, and you know, they're going to nurse her. And this could this be a kind of a long recovery effort, or how long do we think that it'll take for her to go back?
She will probably go back in about a month.
Okay,
she's recovered really, really well so far. She's exceeded all of her expectations. She's starting to do all the normal baby stuff, like roll over and sit up and things like that.
For the first time, I guess.
According to her host mom, so it's all wonderful.
And her host mom said she lost 2 pounds following the surgery, and now she can actually kind of pick herself up more, and she's smiling more, and she's sleeping better. So, mm-hmm. I mean, instant improvements in those cases.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful, and it's wonderful to think about the trust that her parents in Ivory Coast had to place in all of us to take care of their daughter so far away, and it's just been a real honor to do it.
Yeah, well, not to wave the flag or anything, but I mean, really, I'm just so happy that here in this country we have the resources and there are generous organizations that want to do that. Imagine the moment when they realize that their daughter can actually have this corrected, mm-hmm. and off she goes. How happy that family in the Ivory Coast must be. Mm-hmm. Do we know much about their family, her family?
I personally do not know a whole lot about them. I have not been in direct contact with them. All of our communication has been through the charitable organization, and they're French speaking, so then everything is being translated. I have not been in direct contact with them.
Well, formidable, which is French, I think, for great. Well done. And anything else that we should know, Doc, before we let you go?
I just think everyone should know that this is service performed by Advocate Children's Hospital, and this was a great surgical case that we were able to do, and a great service we were able to do for this child. But we're there every day, and we're doing complex stuff every day. And you know, we just wanted to let people in the community know that we're there. And if you have a problem, we'd love to try and help you with it.
Dr. Robert Kellogg is a pediatric neurosurgeon. Well, congrats to the whole team. Thanks for coming by and sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's 1:43 on WGN. By the way, did you go to our health fair in the building earlier today?
No, I did not.
You got to go to the health fair. How come you didn't go to the benefits fair?
I get my benefits from elsewhere.
Ah, so you don't need to know about this.
I probably do need to know about this.
Something very strange happened at the benefits fair today.
What's that?
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute. Stay right there.